Holding in Simon Dalid Sif Chav Gimel. The Titan the Tila said, I'm Ella Lakriya Shmab of the Tila of Rochas the Shachris Yechel of Work, cut in the Tila. A person can say Brochas even before he has the Tila. Ellen Kane, who Yashad Amitosa Orem, if a person was sleeping without clothing, shows also the Haskus Hashem Achinako his son. So there's two issues over here. When a person is actually aware of a dirtiness in his hands, so then that doesn't require, again, that Midi de Menachi would work for that. So then a person can't even say brochus. But Chazar Mechayv, even though your hands are stum, you're not aware of any psul in them, any problem with them, etc. But it comes with tefillah. So that because I required an atila with water. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Cut him atila nun tes. The stam yadayim the hanu shen yadayim imheim luchlochim enem psulus the broch. So we have what's called stam yadayim. You're not aware of any specific reason why the hands are not clean. So those are acceptable when it comes to saying brochus. You're obviously allowed to learn. The proof is Chazal only misak in the tilsidayim for hamotzi, not for other foods. So you see that even though they're stam yadayim, you're not aware of, you haven't kept watch on them. It's possible that they're not 100% clean, but you're not. That's not makayiv in the tilah. In a case where you know that there's a problem, that's a different ballgame. For example, one example that would be a person who's sleeping orem. Shows mistama yada between office when he gives by system. If a person's not sleeping with clothing, chances are very strong that he touched places in his body which would be considered to make the hands possible even for a bracha. The clothing which we have, which the neck is open. I feel him yashim b'malbushim mistama yadam tunafas. A person might stick his hand inside it, touch his chest, which is kidarka lachachi begufa b'malkim zeh. A person when he's sleeping, a person itches himself, scratches himself if he has an itch where it's sweaty. So that would create a din of we assume for sure that there's a problem. Now, v'davkim yoshin shnas keva. Chazal only said this halacha if a person slept a shnas keva. Al b'shnas aroy ein cheskosa shenoga. By shina aroy, we don't assume that there's a halacha assumption that he definitely touched. V'dinikusam yadayim d'ksherim l'talmud Torah livrocha rak l'tfila. It's like stam yadayim. That it's only considered cheskosa, it's cheskosa shenoga only for tefila. We were worried about that possibility, but not for stam yadayim or a problem for tefila, not the problem for anything else. So, in a case where a person was vaday that they're puzzled, so for bracha, you also can't say a bracha. However, we weren't mechayiv the tefila for that purpose. You have to menaka them. You can clean them in anything which will clean them, like gravel or etc. Huad in the Torah, also below nikoyin. For Torah, also a person cannot learn Torah below nikoyin. That's to verbalize words of Torah. To think Torah is mutter. I think Ephraim, you asked me that yesterday, right? Here or somebody asked me about the Melan Mehar and Torah. Somebody else. Okay, so that's mutter. I remember God of Shakos of the Philim Yesh Lemayim. Come welcome, Dial of Brochus, the Torah will be in the Kran Ba'amo, Bechin Mashabir Agra. You know, you have to use water for this purpose. You can, anything which cleanses the hand is sufficient. Rak Mashum Kade Lahavra Ruach Ra, Bein and Mayim. Ruach Ra, which, even you're not davening then, that's an issue that needs water. The Zohar says, however, that even stam brach is a person should not say before netila, which means with water, and it means and it wasn't the case of orem, so it's not, it's stam yadayim, and still it says you shouldn't say without washing your hands. A person has water, a person should be machmer to do that. Now, regards to Kriya Shema, that Stam Yadayim are kosher for Kriya Shema also. The Mishabura says later on. So the Lashon Mechaber had the Kriya Shema, the Tefila. The main thing really is the Tefila. Kriya Shema sort of like was mentioned Agav according to Mishabura later. The Mishabura later on. So let's say, for example, a person daven Marv early, and later on the night he wants to say Shema, he doesn't have to wash his hands. He's not aware there's any psul in his hands. Stam Yadayim are kosher for Kriya Shema. But we mentioned the daven Mincha, daven Marv, really a person should wash their hands. Even though you were learning beforehand, Stam Yadayim are kosher for learning, but for tefillah, a person has to wash his hands. If water is available. Okay. Simen Hay.
Even for the Kriya Shema and the
Tefillah? Even in the Kriya Shema and the Tefillah also, really. The Chazar Machayev, for the Tefillah part, so really, it would, I think it's not, it's mentioned that, you know, once you're washing for Tefillah, it would be sort of insulting to the Kriya Shema to, like, wait till after Kriya Shema to wash your hands. But if a person, whatever reason, didn't wash his hands before Shema, it would still be proper to wash your hands afterwards, before for the tefillah part. Simen Hay. So this is a very, very important simen. It tells you exactly when we say Hashem's name, what exactly do we have in mind when we say Hashem's name. So Aleph, Yichavim b'brachas pirshamilas. A person says brachas, a person has to think what the words mean. Because she asked her Hashem, when you say Hashem's name, Yichavim perish kriyosoi ba'adnus. You have to think what the explanation of the way we read it, which is referring to the Kadosh Baruch Hu's being the Adon of the world, Shu Adon Hakol. So you have to understand that when we say Hashem's name, we intend to say that He is the master of everything. That's Pshat in what the words means. That's Pirish Amilis. And Bichavim Miksiv Basar, when it's written differently than it's read, sometimes it's written the same, but when it's written differently, it's written Beyud and then a Hey. So the Kabbana is Shahoya Vahoy Vaviyya. That Bershim has absolute existence, which was, is, and will be. Vaskir Elohim, when you say Hashem's name Elohim, Bichavim Shutakif. That he's powerful, takiv, he's strong. He's the source of all, he has all abilities to him, and he's the source of all karchas of the Bria. Okay, so that's the Mechaber says, holds that when we say the Shem of Hashem of Adnus, we have to have in mind two kavanas. We have to kavana of the way it's read and the way it's written, both together. Zatim Mishabura. A person shouldn't throw the words out, but rather the person should actually have kavanah. He should have in mind when he says it what he's saying, and you should say it slowly. When you wash your hands, or you make any bracha that you're saying for food or mitzvahs, you have to have in mind to HaKadosh Baruch, his creator, our creator, Asher Hifli Chasta Imoy, that the Bershim has been nice to us, Venosan Loya Paris, or Halechem Lehonis Mehem, that he's given us what to benefit from, with Tzivu Ala Mitzvahs, or he commanded us to do mitzvahs. Well, Yasek Ha'adam Ha'isa Dabra B'minig, you shouldn't do it just like a person is just doing, because that's what he's accustomed to do. Mo'isa Dabra Mepiv, believe he got Hegyon Aleh, and he says it without any thoughts. Well, And the Sefer Chassidim continues, and he says that when people do that, that's a source for Kodesh Baruch Hu to be angry with Klal Yisrael. Meshalach lonu biyad Yeshaya, and he said, in the Navi the following phrase: Va'amar, Yan, due to the fact kiniga sha'am azeh, this nation has come presented itself in front of me. Bepivu bisvasav kibduni. With their speech, with their mouth, and with their lips, they are giving me honor. But libra rochach mimeni, but their hearts are distant. So the pasuk continues and says that the Baruch Hu is, because of that, the Baruch Hu is going to bring a punishment on the Klal Yisrael, which is half full of a fellow, which means a tremendously powerful wondrous for Ra. I mean, in the sense of, you know, we use the wondrous in a positive connotation. It means beyond your imagination how terrible the punishment is going to be of saying brachos without thinking. And the Navi stresses, the Sefer Chassidim stresses how much the Baruch Hu is going to punish for this issue of not saying brachos b'kavana. So he's saying not just the Shem Hashem do we have to have kavana, we have to kavana the whole bracha, and it's not the point, it's not just kavana to understand what the words mean, but to think about the message of the bracha, we're thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for what he's given us. So we read a kriyasa ba'adnus. We don't read Hashem's name as written. A person who reads Hashem's name as it's written. Is deprived from his Olam Haba. We read it as if it's written with the Shem of Adnus. So the Hainahu Aleph Bechata Patach. So we have to read it with the Shem of Adnus. And we mean the Aleph has a Chata Patach. Avaloi Bepatach Levad, not a full Patach. Avaloi Beshrobet Levad, not a Shwa. Vadalah Becharlam, Vanun Mekomats. The Dalad has to be read with a Charlam, and the Nun has to be read with a Komats. And then you have to add the yud also, that should be clear. It's not, you don't end off with an aw sound, because there's a yud after the aw sound together. You don't read it, but while you're according to Mechaber, when you're saying it, you're also thinking about the Shem Havaya as written. But you have to pronounce the Shem of Hashem, stressing the last syllable. It's a real problem that the way people pronounce Hashem's name. You know, you hear people pronouncing it. You know, sometimes I'm hesitant to answer amen to their brachas, because it sounds like Adah. I know that there was a mashkiach of Yeshiva, and she got up and started saying brachas with Hashem's name in the middle of a shmuz, pronouncing incorrectly. People looked like, what are you doing? He says, I'm not saying Hashem's name. Adonai is not Hashem's name. Adonai is not his name. It's Ado. You know? So some people I know that they stress the cholom sound to make sure they're saying it properly, then you have a problem that it ends up being mil el, not mil ra. You have to stress the last syllable more than you stress the middle syllable to make sure that the shem Hashem is said properly, mil ra. What does that name mean? Right. So Adon is master. Adoni would be my master. Right. So So he's saying that he's the master of everything. So he's the Dan Hakol. Apparently, saying it with the comments at the end, which is not a normal usage, is trying to present that understanding. Our master, just our right, I would be Adonai with a patach under it. And actually, there's a Ben Bechai in the Parshas, beginning of Parshas Vayera, where he points out that we pronounce it with the commas and not with the patach, specifically because it shouldn't be understood to mean our master. It means because that would limit the masterhood. The comments is a stronger sound. It means the master of everything. Says, that's why there's a difference in pronunciation between a kometz and a patach. That's one of the rights they bring, that the pronunciation of a kometz as a patach would be an improper pronunciation of the kometz. Is that Rabbeinu Bechai, beginning of Parshas Vayera? Yeah.
No, I was going to ask on that. The Sfardim pronounce it that way, but sometimes you hear, I guess people that learned in Israel or something, they pronounce it that way. But they don't have a Sfardim pronunciation.
I'm very uncomfortable with it. Okay, they didn't ask me. So according to the Mechaber, you have in mind when you say the Hashem's name, you have to mind not only as you read it, but how you what as it's written also, which represents that he is Hoyah Habibiyah. Now, Kazabira Girl Kosov, the Fi Omekadin, Ain Sarak Lakhab and Elampirish Kriyosa. Mikra, then you only have to have in mind the way we read it. So it's almost a certain along the lines of what you have a kriya and a ksiv. So there's a ksiv and there's a kriya. We follow the kriya. That's how we interpret the word. So we're also the kriya of this word is lashon of adnas. So that's the main thing we have to have in mind when we say it. Obviously, as written, there are tremendously important secrets there. However, the Gra says the following: the Vabri Kriyashma Shom Tzarek Lechaben Gam Kain Shahol Yehovah. But the Gra agrees with the Mechaber when you say the Shem Hashem in the first pasuk of Shema, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Over there, you have to have in mind both Kri and Ksiv. So now, Ramesh has a tshuva. Which Ramesh says that it's difficult to have my hakol hoyahavaviyya. When we say the word God, that word really means He's the master of everything, and He has absolute existence, and therefore He was, is, and will be. That's what the word means. So he says that if you would have in mind when you say the Shem Hashem and you think the word that word God, he just says it in Yiddish, but you would think, right? That's sufficient to be mekayim this halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, without getting involved in thinking all of the various different perushim, because that's a little more complicated. So Ramesha feels that, and he says, therefore he translates the first pasuk of Shema to be yetzer in the midst of saying Shema properly. He says, Her Tzu Yisrael, listen, God is unser God. Hashem Elokeinu. So Elokeinu also he translates as God. God is ains humble and often air than of ala erter. I think it's something. I think that's what he recalled. Something like that. So that's how he translates. Would be the efficient. So that would make it a little bit easier to fulfill this. There is a siddur called Siddur Kavanos Hashem, which has written next to Hashem's name every time it has it in the whole siddur, the full period. And next to Elohim, it says Taka Balakirchel School. It says it every single time. I'm sorry. And it brings up at the beginning a tefillah or a tanai that a person can say at the beginning of the day that he makes a tanai. Whatever he says Hashem's name, he's saying that what it means is sort of like making a declaration at the beginning of the day, Moidor, that whatever I say Hashem's name, I mean this Kavan of Adonai Kol, etc. It's questionable whether it works, but it's suggested to do it because what do you lose? But according to Ramesh's Eitzah, that you're saying using the word God accomplishes that, so that really would be sufficient to really fulfill this halacha. But if it's written Aleph Dalad Nun Yod as opposed to written with Shem Havayah, so then everybody agrees that all you have to be mechaven is Anakol. A person saying over what Hashem did to him. Umitchila Master Hashem, and he says Hashem's name. Writes the Ligmar Demor of Mash Osuloy Hashem. And he's going to finish off his sentence. Also, you should not interrupt him. He won't finish his thought. So he said Hashem's name without saying without. It means you're allowed to say Hashem's name. You're allowed to say Hashem's true name in the context of a praise to Hashem. That's the idea behind saying Zmiris on Shabbos. You know, saying Hashem's name. It's not a pasuk. It's not a pasuk. What gave me the answer is a praise to Hashem. So you're allowed to say Hashem's name in a form of a praise. But if you do, you have to finish your thought. You can't just say Hashem's name and stop there. So this person is about to. So a person, if a person does say Hashem's name in Zmiris, he has to make sure he finishes the thought. It doesn't stop in the middle. Somebody now saying Shem Shemaim with Bechinam, you know, the Vatola, it's not a lav. It's you're over the mitzvah say of Es Hashem Lekecha Tira, having Yira from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. So you don't just say Hashem's name, which is you have Yira from Hashem's name. You're not going to just throw it around like this. You're going to use it carefully. Saying a bracha of Vatola is more chomer. The more it says there's a concept of loisisa, which pasha means mid rabbanon. The Rama says it's the raisa, which is a very difficult Rama. Pasha means it's the din rabbanon, but that's moved beyond just the Hashem al kechotira. There's something more beyond that besides that. What else I want to tell you?
I know why I missed it because I walked in a little late. What, how do you difference in pronouncing aleph with a patach or a chataf? How does the sound of the
ago? So the difference in a chatav and a patach and a chatav patach is just in length. It's a chatav patach is a and a very very quick a sound, and a patach will be a little bit longer sound. So you know if you stretch it out, that's not a chatav patach, right? You know, so you have these people they say Shema, you know, and they you know want to be makis every single syllable.
Yeah.
That's not a smart idea.
Okay.
It's interesting. I just wanted to tell you. So you know, I regards to Zmiris saying Zmiris with Hashem's name. So. I once read a story, I guess is the best way of putting it. There was a magazine called Light Magazine, you know, Schneer Lyman's brother, Shia Lyman, was the editor of it for many, many years. He was nifter already, Shia. And he has a story over there about. It's a cute way to bring across different ideas. You know, he says this person gets a knock in the middle of the night. There's somebody coming to giving him an audit. It's the name of the story is the audit, but it's not an audit from the boss down here. It's an audit from the boss above. You know, his name is Rabbi Leo. Comes dressed looking like you know, and he comes in and you know says that they've decided there's a writ of seizure for his neshama, based on his lack of keeping the laws. So it says, well, based on chapter 5, paragraph 1, you know, you've mentioned Hashem's name, you know, in your lifetime 92 million times. You've only had the correct intent 57 of them, you know, according to the audit, or something like that. That's one of the parts of the story. So I had a Rebbe who was annoyed by Zmiris. He wouldn't say Hashem's name. So somebody asked him, is it also? He said, no, it's 100% mutter. So this is one who says, listen, I have enough problems saying Hashem's name properly when I say it, when I'm okay to say it. I don't have to be involved in saying Hashem's name improperly without the right kavanah when I'm not okay to say it. So he was annoyed not to say Hashem's name, not to do any Yisr, that you're not allowed to say it. Just, you know, but when you say it, you got to say it right with the correct kavanah. Says, it's enough problems I have to worry about when I'm okay to say Hashem's name, I should say it with the right kavanah. Rather not get involved in that. That was his hanhaga, which is an interesting point.
When the Kohanim would say Hashem's name in the Beis Hamikdash, they had some pronunciation of Yud Kei Vav Kei, right?
When the Kohanim in Bais Rishon, yeah.
Just Bais Rishon?
Bais Rishon, that's not so clear what they had or not.
But it was some kind of pronunciation of the Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Correct. Now, the I just want to point out, you know, since the Hagas Hashem Be'Oisi Oisa, we read Hashem's name as written, we don't know what the Nikud of Hashem's name is. The Nikud, which you find under Hashem, the you know, it's written Yud, and then a Hey, and then above, right? When it's written like that Nikud is the Nikud of Atus.
It's
a chata patek. Really, is equivalent of a shvua. Just you can't pronounce a shvua under an aleph. So there's a chata up there. So there's a shvua under the first letter. There's a charlam by the second letter, and there's a kamos by the third letter. So the letters are the as it's written, but the nikud is a nikud for the way we pronounce it, mm-hmm. which is with the shem adnas. So it's not really the correct pronunciation. So there's this, you know, religion which they took that name and they made it into, you know, assuming that's the they're wrong. They just got the.
So why can't you say that if it's
a, because anyway your hagel shem beresiv is a problem. Hagel shem beresiv is any way that you say it.
Anyway you pronounce, but yeah. They say it with the J. They don't say it with the.
All right, so that probably is, you know, I'm just, you know,
we just don't do it. I know we're not comfortable. Yeah. Doing it, but I'm just saying it doesn't sound.
I can't tell you it's Osir Gomer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell you it's Osir Gomer.
Yeah.
Okay, Simon Vov.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
On the like first page or so, we had the Nekudos of Yira underneath.
Right. So Hashem's name. A very, very, very crude analogy. Right? Is Hashem's, these letters of Hashem's name have. The same way, you know, you have a mathematical equation, and it takes on a life of its own, right? And then, you know, the people in very, very high, you know, high pure mathematics start working with the formulas and equations. They're coming up with new ideas based on the formula, that the equation itself means, and therefore all these different things have to become true because of the formula. Hashem's name has power to it. The letters have power to it, and it can be used in many ways. And when you do, there are different ways to be menaked the shame, which gives certain power. So if you menaked the shame of Avaya, you picture it with the letter, the nikud of the word Yira, it helps the Yira Shemai. That's what he was saying before. If you look at some Sidurim have on most of Rosh Chodesh, when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, by the Hamikdash Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim, it gives you a different nikud to have in mind every month. Of the Shema Avaya, some Sidurim have that. Another Shema of Kaim was very machbed on it. He said that sometimes the person, you know, goes for a bracha, etc., and they give him a bracha, and they don't have in mind the right nikud, the bracha isn't effective. And there's different nikudim to have, you know, if you're a little more familiar with that world of the of those. If you take the Siddur Rishash, the Siddur from the Rosh Hashanah for Kriyashma, you know, he has six pages of kavod, different nikud of the oisis of Hashem Avaya that you have in mind when you say the pasuk of Shema. Six pages of it, and they would scan it with. You can't say any of it. You can scan it with your eyes.
Oh, you don't say it.
You don't say any of it. You scan it with your eyes when you say the Shema of Avaya in Shema Hashem Echad. You have in mind all of those different things. So we're not holding anywhere near that concept. That's totally Kabbalistic concepts. But there's a whole world out there. Yeah, maybe a whole world in there, wherever. But,
have a lot of patience to daven that long too.
You know, the people who understand what those things are talking about have the patience.
I mean, the people who are in the same room with him, they're trying to make the minion. I'm not talking about the one who's doing it.
Okay,
the others.
Simon Vav, Aleph. When you come out of the basic kisa, you thank Kosh Baruch Hu that the Bereshit created the man with wisdom. Shabriyas Ha'odam, he will chachman iflaw. The human being is created with tremendous wisdom. There's a long Musa Shemuz over here. Just pirish of what this bracha means. V'yesh Reforshim, some explain. This is actually Rashi. Al Shem Shaguf, this is a Gemara Brachas, the Daf Samach, where is it? Samach, yeah. Al Shem Shaguf Daimer Lanoid Moli Ruach Bu Moli Nekavim Nekavim. Come on, Besamach. The body has many openings. So usually, when you have a container which has air in it and it has openings, the air leaves, and here it stays inside. That's the Chochma it's referring to. Yesh Reforshim Chochma. The Chochma was Yehiskim is an social Adam Harishin Vachakach Buroi. The person created the human being with what to give him sustenance. Actually, there's a fascinating maral. We know what the world's created Basar and Mamoris. What are the 10 Mamoris? Because it's in the first parsha of the creation of the world. It says Vayomer Elokim 9 times, and Bereshis is the 10th. If you do your cheshbon, the more in Rosh Hashanah, the more it says Vayomer Elokim 9 times. Where's the 10th? Bereshis is the 10th. If you look at the 9 times, there are 8 of them which are creation. the ninth time of Vayomer Elokim, which means the tenth mimer, is Vayomer Elokim. The Rishon tells Adam, "Hinei nesati lechem is called Yerek Esav Lo'achlo." That's the tenth. That is the tenth one. So where's the creation over there? So Morale says that there's a separate plea besides the creation of man. Man of Gan Eden would not necessarily have Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai and he had sustenance from Ruchnius. That human being, which Betzim is partially Ruchni, should be able to eat physical food and it should give sustenance to the body, and that the body should be able to function because of that. How exactly do you take it? Needed a separate mimer for that. That was the tenth mimer. That the human being, the Mazonus of the world, work for the man. How does that work? So for Behemoth, we understand. So the Behemoth eats, eats wheat. He eats, grass. He's like grass. Grass is like him. The human being is not like grass. How does grass work for us? So how does corn work for us? How does wheat work for us? The Bereshit made a separate, there's a separate mimer. It says, we're not for that mimer. We would not be able to have sustenance from food. Morel says over there. The Gra on his Pirish, the Mishnayis, also says the tenth mimer is Vayomer Elokim Hinei Nesati Lechem is called Yerek Esav Lo'achlo.
Also, what would happen if they didn't have the tenth mimer? We wouldn't have
food. Wouldn't work for us.
So what would happen?
I don't know.
God didn't make us to die, so
something would happen. Well, you eat man, and if you die.
Have a problem with that?
Because once you did a chet, you can't eat man anymore. So once you did the chet, so that'd be a big problem in the world. Okay, but what about the kavim? Nikavim, chalalim, chalalim. Here is the kavim, rabim. There are many openings. Kain peh b'chaytem upiat tabas. The Gamborim Rabim Chalulim is also parts of the body which are tubes, which are hollow. Kamari Lei Bekeres Umeayim, they have to remain open. Shimim Pasech He Susem Echad Mehem. If they're closed, Klar Meshen the Kovim Yesh Nekev Echad Shua Peh. One of the openings, which is the mouth, Keshehu Bemeimoy Husasu. When it's in the mother's stomach, it's not open. Kshir Tzla Avar Erlam Hinitach, it opens up. If it would not open up when he comes into this world, he would not be able to continue to exist. The ones which are, there's hollows inside, they have to remain a full hollow. I mean, the tube has to be functioning. Okay, that's one shot. We oye shavar shagvul yesh la'adam shechelam l'nakabel l'sosem l'yamus. This is referring now to elimination. That these nakabav, if they're closed for too long of a period, then the person will not be able to continue. There's a limit. V'kimish avar oisa gvul yevshel iskam afilo shalacha. So it doesn't mean he can't live for an hour. He can live for an hour. He can live for days. But at some point in time, once he gets to that limit. You got to the limit. It doesn't go any further. Included in that are the openings which allow us to eliminate. The ones which are chalulim, the ones which are the hollows inside, refer to the stomach and to the intestines. So it makes sense that this is something which we would want to say after the person is able to limit, to go to the bathroom for elimination. It's opposed to saying Shimi Pasecha Chod Mehem is referring to the Chalulim. So it's first trying to say that really Yisoseh Chod Mehem is very clearly referring to elimination. A person will not be able to, if it would be closed, he wouldn't be able to eliminate, it would be very dangerous. So we thank Hashem for we're able to, that's not closed. Okay, that's good. What's the Imi Pasech HaChad Mehem issue? So his first shot is that he's saying is, well, but what connects to that, we're concerned about if that would open up, if there'd be an opening in his stomach, it wouldn't be able to function. You say, no, I could even understand the phrase shimi posech echad mehem, referring to going to the bathroom also. So if the person would have his opening always open and whenever nothing would be held in, it would constantly be, so he wouldn't be able to live either. If the pressure made a system which the waste is able to move slowly through the body and come out at the proper time, as opposed to if it would run straight through him, he wouldn't be able to get sustenance either. I knew some, I didn't know him personally, but I knew of somebody who was, a friend of my in-laws, that he had had multiple surgeries on his intestine and had been removed. And, he had 2 feet of intestine left and he couldn't absorb anything. It was, everything would just go straight through. Right? So so then the phrase Yiposecha Chodmehem is referring to also Tzias Rachav. The Bresha made it with moderation. Okay, Rafei Kol Basor, Alshem Shadakovim Shabara by Lahitzi Apsalas Makaloi. That Bersham is a refuah, because the Bersham made a way to eliminate the unwanted part, which is dangerous. She means Apesh Bebet and Yamos, it would stay inside and we would die. But so also he refuah, that's the refuah. Okay. Maflila says, what's the Maflila says? Mibnesha Adam Diamond Lenoid Molly Ruach. It's like this container which is full of air. She Vimas Adam Benoid Nekiv Kikudashamach, and you take this, your flask, your leather flask, and you make a hole, even a very small hole, all the air comes out. So that's the pella. The Mafila associates were able to take the good part and use it, and the bad part, the unwanted part, we're able to eliminate. The third shot in Mafila associates. So the Rama says that what he sees as the mafli over here is that the person created connects something which is really a spiritual. The soul is connected to the body. How is it that when you eat food, which is a physical thing, it connects your soul? And if you don't eat the food, your soul leaves. Like what does the soul do with food? Soul is not just in food, right? So that's Rafik Ol Basor, my Flila Asos. Actually, is a it's on a Rav Huttner, and it points out that the way the Torah says you're supposed to say it, you say the bracha of Rafik Ol Basor, my Flila Asos, then you go straight to the Lekai Neshama. So the bracha before is referring to the body. The bracha after is referring to the neshama, and Mafila Asos is in between the two. It's the bridge between the boser and the lekai neshama shenasat to be. That's how he sees it as the bridge in between. And that's Mafila Asos according to this Rama.
If there's a hefset there, can you be sameach on that? I assume that the structure is it doesn't start with the bracha because you're.
So that's a question. We'll talk about them. We'll get to lekai neshama. We'll talk about that more. That's the beginning of Tzip Gimel. Okay.
In reality, it's an unbelievable bracha in general, the Asher Yatzah, because God forbid, if, like you said, if somebody has a problem, they know of it. But the truth of the matter is, when you think about it, there is maybe in the Mafli Lasos you see a difference, but all the rest of it applies to animals too. There's no difference. Between all of this and if you take a cow, it's the same sort of situation. I mean, if there's...
Correct.
There's no real... So he says, Asher Yetzah Esa Adam, he created man, but he created an animal with the same... I mean, it's not... obviously, an animal is not like a human, but it still has... In all these things, it's pretty much the same that I can see. I don't see any big difference.
That's true.
Unless the connection between the Ruchni and Gashmi, that I can see.
Right.
But that's the Ramah. That's the Ramah. But I'm saying in the Shulchan Aruch, it's very true. But it applies to definitely to mammals and necessarily to lower level animals, but to mammals for sure.
It's an interesting question. My inclination to the question, I mean, I haven't really thought about it, so I'm going to think about it a little bit. But I would be inclined to say that it's probably the other way around. Once the Bereshit created such a vehicle of creation for man, so he made us daimet to behemoths, and for whatever reason we have to be daimet to behemoths, so he made behemoths like that. But the model was the man first, whatever that means. That would be my inclination on that. Mm-hmm. But according to Rambam, you're right. It's much easier. Okay, so it's all here.